Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You didn't build that. Part two. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, I know our president, when he was traveling on the nation, he was making a point, and we talked about this. You got to hear, you know,
I guess part one.
You didn't build that. And, you know, and talking about how we have no history, we don't learn our history, so everybody thinks immediately, what's he talking about?
Right.
Of course I built it.
Right.
And, but then when you say history, you're like, Let's not bring that. Give me a moment here.
Leave that one alone.
Yeah. 250 years of slavery. Maybe the Jews built Egypt. Maybe they're the ones. And it's like Pharaoh didn't want to let them go because he wouldn't build the city. I don't know. Anyway, so think about that. And so if you think a little bit deeper, when you hear, you didn't build that, you start thinking, ask the question. Just pause a little bit before you get all defensive and stuff. What's he talking about? When somebody writes a book to help you understand them and where they're going, don't criticize the characters. Try to get the point. What's the narrative? Good or bad? Just listen to the narrative. Listen to the art. And understanding when somebody says, I want to begin the conversation, and he's openly in front of the whole world having a drink with a man who got arrested for being in his own house with the police officer that arrested him, and people criticized our president for doing that, you're saying, that was a very important conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But because we don't know our history, we just kind of like, what's he doing? And all this kind of stuff. People are like, he was trying to have a conversation in a very intelligent way about an unjust thing that just happened to this man with his cane over here. He was going into his house, mind you.
His own house.
And he got arrested.
Mm.
And they cuffed him. And so when the president said that was stupid, you know, people say, I can't believe he would say that's stupid. But you don't understand history. You don't understand the story of our people, of our brothers and sisters, and what happened in this nation. And the very fact is, that was stupid.
Mm.
I mean, even, you know, I have a little law enforcement experience. I'm not like talking from the outside here. I mean, you talk to folks, you know what I'm saying? You're talking to them, and you're just like, oh, so this is your house. Okay, so I'm not going to arrest you. You know,
driver's license, indicates that?
I don't know. It makes me think about down in Pensacola, Florida, when Roy Middleton's in his own driveway, in his own house, up under his carport, yesterday, 90 days ago or something. And it's like, maybe we better find out if this is his house before we shoot him 15 times. I'm just telling you, this is it. I mean, because we don't know who we are saying and doing some very stupid things. And by the way, under the eyes of God, who is just. But the question we have to ask ourselves is this. What are we doing as the church, those that claim to be followers of Jesus Christ? What are we doing today? You know what we're saying? We're saying that we build the church. We have building programs, John Paul. It's like, yeah, we'll bring the church building program in here, and we're going to build the church and get some gathering units in here and giving units, and we're going to raise this whole thing up, and we're going to build this church. We're going to build it. We're going to build this thing. And look at my hands have done. Look at my ephod. Look at my podium. It went from a wood podium to an acrylic podium, and look at that puppy shine now. I mean, it is like, bam. You know, I mean, look at these foyers and this. Look at this stuff. Look at all these different things. And this is what God's saying to you, church. You didn't build that. You didn't build that. And if you did, that's not his church.
That's right.
Think about it, right?
That's right.
You didn't build that.
That's right.
How many of us, like, you're writing a book how you built that. Shame on you. At the same time, you're criticizing the president. If you'd understand history, he's making a very good point here.
Right.
We got to talk about it. We need to have a conversation. We got to have this conversation.
By the way, that professor is Henry Louis Gates. He's from Harvard.
Oh, my goodness. I can't talk about a lot of. Hopefully, in the next, by December, we're going to have a conversation about this man. because I feel so good about this man. But I don't know. I got to hear everything out, hear the matter out. And but we have. But anyway, he got arrested in his own house.
Yeah.
In his own house. And he was the one having the drink with the officer, with the president. The president stopped his life and said, let's have it. And he walked out at Columbia University, I believe it was, and began to have this conversation, which was a very healthy conversation. It was very healthy.
Harvard
during the campaign. He's trying to ease it down. I mean, sad thing is, but a lot of things got birthed out of pain in this nation.
Yeah.
And chickens just very well might come home to roost, no matter how they presented it. I believe that's what I brought the conversation on. But
convergence.
Yes, convergence. Hey, it could be Jehoiakim or it could be Jesus. Your choice. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And so you think about this. You know, you're walking in that place. You got your own little parking space with your little name on it or your big name on it. You know, you got your God squad, you know, protecting what's going on. You got your I'm just saying, right? And, boy, I'm going to hear that again. I'm going to hear that again. I'm going to hear that.
Probably in about 3 weeks. Probably on.
Yo no hablo se suplan. Okay. I just want to tell you, I want to encourage you now. Think about it. You can thank me in heaven. So you don't have to stand before the throne room of God when you throw your shoulders back like Howard Pittman was and begin to explain all the things that he had done. Mm. And God looks at you and say, you didn't build that.
Right.
You didn't build that. I think God just cleared his voice and he dropped everything. So I'm looking, it reminds me of the church truly is folks. And it's not building and things and that type of thing. And if you got a room full of people who are Lucifer's children and not God's children, children of the night, not children of the day, there is no church around there at all. Think about it. But this is what God says. This is what the Word of God says. In Acts chapter 17, he says, the God who made the world. Okay. Then we know you didn't build the world, right?
Right.
So you didn't build that. Worse with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The God who made the world and everything in it. Oh, my goodness. Which means what? You didn't build that either. Made everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth. What does that mean? I mean, this false doctrine was talking, being loosed by the Pope, talking about Queen of Heaven and all this stuff being blessed. That's you know, hello, that's not true. You know, Mary's not the Queen of Heaven.
No.
And all these different forms of stuff being loosed. Because look, it says right here that God is the Lord of Heaven. You didn't build that! Part two. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, I know our president, when he was traveling on the nation, he was making a point, and we talked about this. You got to hear, you know, I guess
part one.
Mm-hmm. You didn't build that. And, you know, and talking about how we have no history, we don't learn our history, so everybody thinks immediately, what's he talking about?
Right.
Of course I built it.
Right.
And, but then when you say history, you're like,
let's not bring that.
Give me a moment here.
Leave that one alone.
Yeah. 250 years of slavery. Maybe the Jews built Egypt. Maybe they're the ones. And it's like Pharaoh didn't want to let them go because he wouldn't build the city. I don't know. Anyway, so think about that. And so if you think a little bit deeper, a little bit deeper, when you hear, you didn't build that, you start thinking, ask the question. Just pause a little bit before you get all defensive and stuff. What's he talking about? What's he talking about? When somebody writes a book to help you understand them and where they're going, don't criticize the characters. Try to get the point. What's the narrative? Good or bad? Just listen to the narrative. Listen to the heart. And understanding when somebody says, I want to begin the conversation, and he's openly in front of the whole world having a drink with a man who got arrested for being in his own house, for the police officer that arrested him. And people criticized our president for doing that. You're saying, that was a very important conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But because we don't know our history, we just kind of like, what's he doing? And all this kind of stuff. People are like, he was trying to have a conversation in a very intelligent way about an unjust thing that just happened to this man with this cane over here. He was going into his house. His house, mind you.
His own house.
His own house. Mm. His own house. And he got arrested.
Mm.
And they cuffed him. And so when the president said that was stupid, you know, people say, I can't believe he would say that's stupid. But you have to, you don't understand history. You don't understand the story of our people, of our brothers and sisters, and what happened in this nation. And the very fact is that was stupid.
Mm.
I mean, even, you know, I have a little law enforcement experience. I'm not like talking from the outside here. I mean, you talk to folks, you know what I'm saying? You're talking to them, and mm-hmm. you're just like, oh, so this is your house? This is your house. Okay, so I'm not going to arrest you. You know, Mrs. You know,
you have a driver's license.
Yeah,
that indicates that.
I don't know. It makes me think about down in Pensacola, Florida, when Roy Middleton's in his own driveway, in his own house, up under his carport yesterday, maybe 90 days ago or something. And it's like, maybe we better find out if this is his house before we shoot him 15 times. I'm just telling you, this is it. I mean, because we don't know who we are. We are saying and doing some very stupid things. And by the way, under the eyes of God, who is just. But the question we have to ask ourselves is this. What are we doing as the church? Those that claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. What are we doing today? You know what we're saying? We're saying that we build the church.
Mm-hmm.
We have building programs, John Paul.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, we'll bring the building church building program in here. And we're going to build the church and get some gathering units in here and giving units, and we're gonna raise this whole thing up, and we're gonna build this church. We're gonna build it. We're gonna build this thing. And look at my hands have done. Look at my ephod. Look at my podium. It went from a wood podium to an acrylic podium. And look at that puppy shine now. I mean, it is like bam. You know, I mean, look at these foyers and this. Look at this stuff. Look at all these different things. Mm. And this is what God's saying to you. Church, you didn't build that. You didn't build that. And if you did, that's not his church.
That's right.
Think about it, right?
That's right.
You didn't build that.
That's right.
How many of us, like, you're writing a book how you built that? Shame on you. At the same time, you're criticizing the president. If you'd understand history, he's making a very good point here.
Right.
We gotta talk about it. We need to have a conversation. We gotta have this conversation.
By the way, that professor is Henry Louis Gates. He's from Harvard.
Oh, my goodness. I can't talk about a lot about, hopefully in the next, by December, we're going to have a conversation about this man, because I feel so good about this man. But I don't know. I got to hear everything out, hear the matter out. And but anyway, he got arrested in his own house.
Yeah.
In his own house. And he was the one having the drink with the officer, with the president. The president stopped his life and said, let's have it. And they walked out at Columbia University, I believe it was, and began to have this conversation, which was a very healthy conversation. It was very healthy.
Harvard,
during the campaign, he's trying to ease it down. I mean, sad thing is, but a lot of things got birthed out of pain in this nation.
Yeah.
And chickens just very well might come home to roost, no matter how they presented it. I believe that's what brought the conversation on. But the
convergence.
Yes, convergence. Hey, it could be Jehoiakim or it could be Jesus. Your choice. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And so you think about this. You know, you're walking in that place. You got your own little parking space with your little name on it, or your big name on it. You know, you got your God squad, you know, you're protecting what's going on. You got your I'm just saying, right? And boy, I'm going to hear that again. I'm going to hear that again. I'm going to hear that.
Probably in about 3 weeks. Probably.
Yo no hablo se supone. Okay. I just want to tell you, I want to encourage you now. Think about it. You can thank me in heaven. So you don't have to stand before the throne room of God when you throw your shoulders back like Howard Pittman was and begin to explain all the things that he had done. And God looks at you and says, you didn't build that.
Right.
You didn't build that. I think God just cleared his voice and he dropped everything. So I'm looking, it reminds me of the church truly is folks. It is not building and things and that type of thing. And if you got a room full of people who are Lucifer's children and not God's children, children of the night, not children of the day, there is no church around there at all. Think about it. But this is what God says. This is what the Word of God says. In Acts chapter 17, he says, the God who made the world. Okay, then we know you didn't build the world, right?
Right.
So you didn't build that. Worse with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The God who made the world and everything in it. Oh, my goodness. Which means what? You didn't build that either. Made everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth. What does that mean? I mean, this false doctrine was talking, being loosed by the Pope, talking about Queen of Heaven and all this stuff being blessed. That's you know, hello, that's not true. You know, Mary's not the Queen of Heaven.
No.
And all these different forms of the stuff being loosed. Because look, it says right here that God is the Lord of Heaven. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.